This is Econ 919, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Sabine Pooks. 60,000. That's how many solar panels renewable independent power producers wants to put on the Kenai Peninsula for what could be its largest solar array to date. The Anchorage-based for-profit company already has a solar farm in Willow. It's building out another in Houston. But this project would be nearly 20 times larger than the Willow project and cost around $30 million, says company CEO Jen Miller.
What we know right now is it has to be cost competitive with the current cost of generation, so between 7 and 9 cents a kilowatt hour.
Solar power has been slower to catch on in Alaska than in much of the country. But as it becomes more affordable, it's also becoming more attractive to Alaska energy co-ops, especially as energy costs in the state are spiking. Homer Electric Association gets around 86% of its energy in the form of natural gas from Hillcorp. It pays about 8.5 cents for gas. Carrie Ann Baker, Director of Member Relations for HEA, says it's important to the utility that it diversifies.
Because you never just want to be so dependent on one provider. And right now, we're dependent on one supplier.
Miller estimates the solar project would meet 6.5% of Homer Electric's energy needs. But before the company signs an agreement with the utility, it's asking the Kenai Peninsula Borough for a property tax exemption on its capital improvements. Public utilities like Homer Electric are tax exempt, but Renewable IPP, which is a private company with backing from private investors, is not, though the borough does sometimes offer tax exemptions for companies that qualify as contributing to economic development. Company CFO Chris Colbert says what the borough would lose in taxes, it would make up for in lower electricity costs for residents.
It's a way of spreading out the benefit and possibly creating a bigger, larger benefit for more people.
Miller and Colbert asked the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly to consider an exemption of about 80% on capital improvements at a meeting earlier this month. Miller says they'll pursue the project regardless of whether they can get subsidies, but she says those breaks would help them charge HEA less for energy.
Not paying the property taxes opens up, anywhere from like 0.2 to 0.4 of a penny of negotiating room. And honestly, it really makes or breaks whether a project or a contract is agreed or not agreed.
Borough Mayor Charlie Pierce was skeptical.
When you consider doing a project for the benefit of the taxpayers and the tax base of this borough, if we have to subsidize it in order to do it, why should we do it?
Pierce, who comes from an oil and gas background, says he doesn't object to the project, but he says he has a problem with there being an exemption for a privately owned for-profit company. Miller and Colbert also both have experience working in oil and gas, and they say most energy companies have, at some point, received tax credits or breaks, as the U.S. government incentivizes energy development.
When there's incentives for energy, it reduces the costs, and that benefits businesses and individuals to have more income or disposable income to grow the economy further.
Colbert says Renewable IPP would hire between 40 to 60 workers to build the farm. That could take 2 years. Miller says that workforce is partly why they're eyeing the Kenai Peninsula as the project site.
The nice thing about the Kenai Peninsula is there's already a workforce that's been trained in the energy sector. And we also came from oil and gas, and we see a lot of oil and gas folks transitioning to renewable energy.
The company isn't yet saying where it's thinking of building the farm. Miller says it's still waiting to finalize an agreement there. Of course, this is Alaska, so the sun isn't out all the time. Homer Electric is working on a battery energy storage system project in the hopes that it can capture energy while it's being generated, like on sunny days, and then use that energy later. It's part of the utility's goal to get to 50% renewables by 2025. Baker says that system would make a project like Renewable IPP's a lot more feasible. She says if the company can provide the cheapest power, Homer Electric will buy it.
The numbers are looking pretty good, and we're optimistic.
A local advisory commission is conducting an independent study on whether the project is in the best interest of the borough. In the meantime, it's still in the development phase. Miller says that could take about 3 years with an additional 2 years of construction. And that's all for Econ 919. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. I'm Sabine Pooks. Have a great weekend.